to Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Here on It's Your Health, I have several amazing regular guest experts, and today I am thrilled that we are being joined once again by Mary Anna Olszewski, author of Live It, Love It, Earn It, A Woman's Guide to Financial Freedom. Now, Mary Anna didn't start out rich, happy, and fabulous. Strapped for Cash beginnings motivated her to strive for abundance and financial independence, goals she exceeded by age 30 as the founder of a multi-million dollar business and one of the most respected women on Wall Street. Mary Anna, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you back on the show. Now, you know, Mary Anna, in our previous interview, we focused on saying yes to yourself, unshakable beliefs, vision boards, the magic of networking, cash is queen, and more. And listeners, I really encourage you, if you missed this incredible interview, go to itsyourhealthradio.org, go to audio archives, and look under March 2010, click on Mary Anna, and you'll be able to listen and catch up. And today I would really love to focus on credit card debt and reasons to save. Now, Mary Anna, in your wonderful book, you write that, quote, the bigger your credit card debt, the less you love money. Can you talk about that with us?
Well, my whole book, Live It, Love It, Earn It, is about loving money and embracing money, just as you would if you had a boyfriend or a parent or someone that you or a friend that you really love. You want to get to know your money. So by getting to know your money, you respect your money. And I always say to all the women out there, just like a boyfriend, try to have a date with your money. So say on a Monday or a Tuesday night at around 7 or 8 o'clock, circle it in your calendar and make a date with your money. And that basically means bringing out your credit card statements, bringing out your bills, bringing out all the debt that you're already in, and just looking at it and seeing what's going on. So when you really respect money and get to know money, your anxiety level lessens, and then you are in control of your money instead of your money being in control of you.
Yeah, that's really important. Now, what are some tips, especially right now, for so many people, things are really tight. And it's very overwhelming when you're looking at all those balances, you know, on your credit card, you know, statements. Where do you start? What are ways that you can take small steps to make some good changes?
Well, the biggest step, which is a small step, which is what I tell women to do, is just get a little money diary, I call it, just a 3x5 notebook, and you can buy, you know, one of those in a five and dime shop. And when tag that notebook wherever you go, so put it in your purse, and when you go to the drugstore or when you go to Starbucks or when you go to buy a new pair of shoes, you know, take that out and put, today is Tuesday, and at 2 o'clock, I spent $20 at Starbucks, and then I spent, you know, $15 at the dry cleaner, and then I spent $70 at CVS. So I'm just saying to be aware of your money and where your money is going. And if you do this for 2 weeks, I promise you I won't even have to say, please don't buy all that stuff at Starbucks or please don't buy another pair of shoes. You will automatically correct yourself, because when you have to take responsibility for your money and write down everything that you're spending, you will tweak your own money. You'll say the next time you go into Duane Reade or CVS, you'll say, oh, my God, every time I go in for a shampoo, I come out with, you know, $100 of other things. So you'll be aware of it. And really the first step in saving and the first step in changing your money habits is really being aware of what you're doing right now. So that's the big key.
Yeah, that is huge. I mean, you know, if I think about it, today I went shopping with a credit card, and, you know, I had to buy some poster board, and I picked up a few other things at CVS, and I went to Whole Foods, and I wasn't really thinking about it because I used the credit card. And in our last interview, we talked about cash is queen, and when you pay with cash, wow, what a difference. It really will help you to put things back on the shelves.
You know, it really does, and people that are starting to do this, and people are emailing me all the time, they're saying, you know what, Mary Anna, I'm just taking out, like, $200 or whatever your, you know, fund spending plan, that's another tool that we have in the book, or your budget is for the week, taking out that money in cash, and when you do go into a store and you're putting down your fives, your tens, your twenties, and you're seeing this green cash in front of you, you're just going to say, you know, I don't think so. And when we're swiping on a credit card, we're like, sure, add in the extra sweater, add in the extra pair of shoes, you know, it's all the same, $400 is $600 is $800. But when we have cash, we're like, oops, this is all we have for the week. We might want to look at what we're spending. So cash is another, as you said, Lisa, a really great a tool to savings is by using cash. And another thing that I always tell people about savings is take out that little money diary that you're using, and at the end of the week, go through it and just highlight, you know, a couple of things that maybe you can do without. So the next time you come to those highlighted items, you'll be like, oops, Starbucks, maybe I could do without that. maybe I'll make a cup of coffee at home. Just, you know, a quick highlight at the end of the week, just so that you're more aware of what you're spending and what you're trying to save.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of saving, you write in the book about five basic reasons to save, and if you can talk about those.
Well, the one reason that you really want to save is just that it feels good. You know, I have people, once you start saving, it's kind of just like a habit. You know, you start saving and you feel really good and you feel like you've accomplished something, which you have. And savings is just as habit-forming or addicting as is spending. So if you start saving a little bit, or even I say, you know, if you get a windfall or a bonus, you know, take half of that and put it in your piggy bank jar, or put it, you know, away in your sock drawer, or just save it somewhere and keep, you know, stashing that money away. And before you know it, you're creating a habit. You're creating something, you know, that you feel good about and that is going to carry on for the rest of your life. So one important reason just to save is just that you feel good. And
yeah,
the other... It is that you feel good, and you know what? You respect yourself, and you respect yourself when you start savings, because you're like, you know what? I'm not spending and splurging everything I have. And the basic reasons of savings is, one, so that you can have money for a rainy day. You know, there's an emergency fund, which I always tell all the women out there, whatever you do, you should have an emergency fund, which is really the rainy day fund. So you should have 5 or 6 months of expenses. If you spend $1,000 a month, put, you know, for your electricity, for your rent, whatever it is, times it by 6, and put that amount of money in an FDIC savings account just in case you need it. So you really need to save just to have that emergency money, because you never know when you need it. You never know if, you know, something happens and you have a health crisis, or you can't work, or you get laid off, or you get a decrease in salary, or God forbid you get a divorce or a separation. You know, you want that money in your own name, and I call that the rainy day emergency fund, and that's one very good reason why everyone should stash a little money away.
Yeah, it is really important. Now, what if you're in a situation where your credit card debt is so huge, but you also want to save some money? How do you find a balance? I mean, I know it's hard to give an amount you should pay each month, but it is important, I'm guessing, to give something each month to your credit card bill while you're trying to save.
Lisa, it's so important. The most, you do need to have an emergency fund, but I say if you have a lot of credit card debts, try to build about $1,000 in emergency savings before you pay all your debt off, because you need that money just in case something happens. Because if something happens, and what are you going to do? You're going to rack up more credit card debt. You need that you need about $1,000 or $2,000 just to have, just in case something happens. Okay, so you need that money aside, and then you can go and dig in and really pay off your credit card debt. And I always say, make a list, just take a spreadsheet out and write down all your credit cards and all your debt. And I also say, include other debt on there, the debt you have that you IOUs to your family, you know, maybe to the hairdresser, the web designer guy that you haven't paid off yet, you know, whatever it is, put down all your debts. Because it's really actually enlightening and refreshing just to get it all out there. You know, once you have it all out there, you're like, wow, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, another thing – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and I was going to say, put it all out there, and then put a little star next to the one that has the highest rate, like 20% or 30%, and put a little bit towards all your debts, but try to pay off a little more each month to the debt that has the highest rate that you're paying, so that you can get that cleared off first.
Yeah,
and you'll
now
feel really good.
What about, you know, if you have a credit card that's lower, is there a way that you can shift your balances to the credit card with the lowest interest rate, or, you know, there's things that can help you in that way?
You know, you can do that. Each credit card is different. Some credit cards do it, some credit cards don't. You actually have to call each individual credit card, and ask them. And sometimes they'll let you shift over with, like, 6 months free, you know, interest free on your credit card because they want your business. And then they think, you know, you're going to rack up more money on that debt. But the most important, instead of shifting everything all over the place, if you have a huge credit card debt, yes, you can do that if the interest rate is 20% or 25%. But if you just have a little bit of money and a high interest rate debt, just try to pay it off this month. Like, just go for it and pay it all off. And and, you know, try to pay off next month and the month after, try to pay a little more to the next highest credit card. But yes, you can shift it, but you have to watch because you don't want to every month just have this game of shifting around your credit card, you know, debt. That's not a really good thing. And also for your credit score, you don't want to be shifting around too many things. And you definitely do not want to open up new credit cards. If you're having all this debt already, you have a bunch of credit cards, you don't want to start opening up three or four credit cards to put more debt on them. You just don't, because it's like a red flag, all this debt, all this opening up new credit cards. You kind of want to just clear off what you have slowly, and you'll do it. And once you clear off that debt, don't cancel the credit card. Just leave it there on your credit report. You don't want to start, you know, opening and closing credit cards. You just want to, like, open and close your debt. You want to take the debt down to a zero level.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, the last thing I wanted to ask you is, in your wonderful book, you recommend against bankruptcy. And why is that?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, in Live It, Love It, Earn It, and in all my coaching that I do to women for the last number of years, bankruptcy, I find, hurts a person emotionally, and your self-esteem gets destroyed. I have seen women that just come from bankruptcy, and they're at the bottom of their – it's so unesteemable. They feel like they're a failure. They couldn't clean up what they made. It's like you made a mess. Take the responsibility, and it's very esteemable to clean it up. Because I find that if you don't clean it up and change your money habits, you're just going to be trying to declare bankruptcy again and again, and you can't. So you really need to just get in there and say, I made a mistake. We all make mistakes. I forgive myself for all this debt. I always go through the forgiving phase of your debt. I forgive myself for all this debt, and now I'm going to take actions to bring down the debt and not debt anymore. Because if you just declare bankruptcy, it's like easy. Oh, I declare bankruptcy, but I'm out there spending again. I see bankrupt people, very low self-esteem, and they go out there and spend to feel better from their bankruptcy. So I'm saying you made the mess. You can clean it up. I promise. I promise you can, and it's very esteemable chipping away at that debt. And when you pay it off, you're like, oh, I'm not going to debt anymore. It's very esteemable.
Oh, you are so inspiring. This is, again, I am so happy that you are our money expert. You're just fabulous, and I would love to have you come back on in August. And, you know, we will put on the website, everybody, what we will be talking about then. But, Marianna, if you have any ideas of anything that you would like to talk about in August, if you want to let me know, and that that would be great as well. But I want to thank you so much. Now, how can people find your wonderful book and learn more about you?
You can go to liveitloveiturnit.com, and you can buy the book there, or you can go to amazon.com and plug in Live It, Love It, Earn It, or most of your bookstores will have it.
Well, terrific. Well, if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Everyone, have a great week. Bring some cash with you. Keep those credit cards at home and keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.